Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Angel, checking in. So this topic is going to be a little bit different. I think I did talk about getting plastic surgery. I think at one point I was telling you guys that I actually thought about getting my boobs done. I want a breast lift, though. I don't really like big boobs. So, I thought about actually getting a breast lift and I wanted to get lipo. Like, that's it. Like, I don't want to put anything in my ass. Like, I don't need that. It is what it is. My man is going to accept me for whatever it is that I have. I think that I have a nice shape. I don't think that my butt is too big. I think it's, you know, just right for me, you know, for my size or whatever. So, yeah, I'm not with the BBL club. However, this podcast is going to be about Miss Jackie O and, you know, what happened to her because she went to get a mummy's makeover, and just my thoughts and opinion about it, and just, you know, my thoughts and opinion about surgery, period, point blank. So let's get into this episode. So, I'm going to just start off by saying I so hate what happened to her. I definitely knew exactly who she was. I used to watch Wildin' Out. Of course, I know who DC Young Fly is. I used to watch him as well, too. Hilarious guy. And I think for me, it just really hit hard a little bit because, you know, she's a mom and I'm a mom. You know, so for me, that just, like, took me out, like, oh, my God. And there I was thinking about getting surgery. Not a mummy makeover, but just surgery. Again, like I stated before, having lipo done and just doing the whole breast lift. Which, breast lift, I don't think it's anything crazy that can happen with that. I mean, all they doing is just, like, cutting and just, like, lifting the breast or whatever. But, y'all, after I got my nipple piercings, I was like, fuck that. Like, I'm good. I'm not getting no breast lift. And it's so crazy because, like, y'all wouldn't even believe me if I said this. Maybe I have to just find a picture at my mom's house. Back when I was in high school, I had big boobs. I'm talking about way before I got pregnant with my son. Like, I had boobs. Like, my boobs weren't huge, but they was bigger than what they are now. You know, and I had more boobs than anything. And it's like, once I had my son, of course, you know, I tried the whole breastfeeding thing and he wasn't having it. But with all three of my daughters, I breastfed. And the longest I breastfed was my daughter, Chloe. I breastfed her for 8 months. And I feel like when you breastfeed, it does do something to your breast, you know, kind of makes them, you know, they're not the same. Versus if you don't really mess with it, you know, you'll be fine. And it sucks, you know? So, I remember after my last baby, my breasts, y'all, I felt like my breasts looked like these flat little raisins. They just didn't have no fat in them. And it was just so crazy. And that was after I got done breastfeeding her. I fed Leia for like 3.5 months. I wanted to go longer than I did with Chloe. However, it didn't happen that way. Cause, you know, once you start working, you know, I started bringing the breast pump and stuff with me, but it was just too much. I was taking care of the elderly at that time, and for me, it just got to a point where, you know, I just felt like my job was more important than just trying to sit and pump milk for like 30 minutes to an hour. Like, it would be a lot sometimes. So my milk didn't, you know, it stopped really coming in the way that it should, because I was a cow, y'all. Like, a cow. I produce so much milk. So yeah, that's with that. My thoughts with the whole Jackie O thing, I don't, you know, hey, you like it, I love it. I feel she was a beautiful girl, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit on here and try to say, like, oh, you know, I don't feel like she should have gotten it. Only because, like, us as women, we know how we want our bodies to look. You know what I mean? Then, I mean, you're talking about a woman that has had children more than one, more than two, and like your body is just not how you want it to be. So hell yeah, go for it. If you want to get bigger boobs, or you know, have a breast lift, or you know, you want to, you know, do something more with your butt, because your butt, it plays a role in it as well too with pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get to the stomach, it's like, it's a lot, because I suffered with, like, I don't, like, everybody knows, like, the worst part for me about my body is my stomach. You know, sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, you know. And I just remember, you know, my daughter Chloe, she's like, "Mommy, are you pregnant?" And I'm like, "Girl, get out of my room." Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just, it's what it is, like. And then you see all these memes, oh, you know, you can't wear pants on top of the stomach and all this kind of other stuff, and talking about the fupas and different things. Like, a lot of people don't know, but I think a lot of people do know. You just have some people out there that's just very mean. You know, like, that does something to a woman. And so when you are looking at, and again, we had to go back to talk about Instagram. When you look at these females that's on Instagram with these nice bodies and, you know, they look really good. Anything they put on, they look really good. The bathing suits, they look really good. They got their two-piece on. You know, they're looking really good. And so, you know, you're in the mirror and you're kind of looking at yourself. Us as women, you know, it's just easy enough for us to look in the mirror and be like, you know, I want to look like that. I want to do this. I want to change this. I want to change that. So I don't have a problem or feel like it was anything wrong with what she wanted to do. You know, it's her body, her life, her decision. You know, unfortunately, you know, it took a turn for the worst, you know what I mean, in the process of the whole surgery. And obviously something just did not agree with her body, or, you know, the whole surgery just didn't work. And, you know, she ended up losing her life. And I really, really hate that and so saddened by that. You know, those poor babies is like the first thing that I thought about. Like, I just could not believe, like, wow, this is crazy. And I was watching a vlogger, and she had a lady come on, and she was just pretty much talking about, you know, these doctors and how, you know, they pretty much just do things just to get paid. You know, they don't really care about you bringing in that paperwork to make sure that you're clear for surgery. They don't, you know, they try to find like the little cracks and stuff, you know, to squeeze into. And that's messed up. You know what I mean? So now with that happening, it's more of an eye opener. I've gotten people say, well, you know, you're just getting lipo. It's nothing serious. It's nothing like, there's nothing third. And it's just like, yeah, but some people have actually passed away from that as well, too. I mean, you got to do your research on stuff. Like, this stuff is serious. This is like major surgery. You're talking about going up out of a knife. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you're taking away fat. You're taking away things that was already designed to do what it was supposed to do. Now you are, you know, taking that away. And, you know, you got your nerves and different things. So it has to, like, get itself back together if it ever gets back together. It's a lot that comes with surgery. So for me, it's like my man's just going to have to accept me for how I am. Or, you know, a lot of people say, Angel, just exercise. Or, you know, you don't even look that bad. It's not fair. But to me, I know that there's some work that needs to be done on my body. Like, I appreciate the compliments and everything. But for me, I know what it is that I want to work on within myself, just the same as Jackie O. Like, she knew what she wanted to do for herself. She know what she wants to look, what she wanted to look like, you know, and that's why she took that chance. You honestly think for a second this girl was thinking, I'm gonna do this and there's a chance I'm gonna pass? Like, yeah, you know, that's what it is, you know, that's what they tell you, you know what I'm saying? But girls that have went up on a knife so many times, you know, and they come out safe and sound, you know, it's just like, okay, cool, I'm just gonna do this time and I'm gonna be good. I'm sure she did not go in thinking this would be my last time, you know what I mean? And a lot of other women as well too. You got women all over the world that is getting these mommy makeovers, that's getting these BBLs. And I was actually listening to a doctor, I forgot what his name was, but he was just saying BBLs is like the most dangerous surgery you could ever get. But yet, females, they still go out there and they do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a life. Huh. That's just a change. That's just something that you're taking a big, big risk on. You know what I'm saying? So to each his own. Not sure if this is an eye-opener for a lot of women out there, but just love who you are. you know, be happy in your skin. If you still want to go and get that plastic surgery, definitely do get it. Pray before you go in. You know what I mean? And just, you know, sit back and think, like, you know, there's other things that I can do to try to do this and try to do that. But at the same time, if you feel like surgery is the way out, then all by means do it. I'm just so not against it. So that is just my thoughts on this whole situation. For me, I don't know, y'all, because for some reason your girl over here getting snatched and I ain't even doing nothing. For real, like, I've had my friend, he's like, girl, you're losing weight, but you look good. I'm like, You know, so I can definitely tell, like, my stomach has went down a whole lot. Not like my stomach was just, like, big crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, like, you know. And so, yeah, now, you know, I'm definitely slimming down. I don't want to lose my butt, though, y'all. That's, like, the biggest thing, like, my butt. I want to keep my butt. Yeah, like, my butt is not too big. It's not little, you know what I mean? So it's just what it is. But for the most part, I will say, like, I switched up my eating habits. Like, I stopped eating a lot of meat. Honestly, all I was really eating was, like, seafood. Shrimp is, like, number one. Like, that's all I would eat is shrimp. I would eat mussels. I love seafood. I'm a big seafood eater. And I will always get, like, a side of rice or whatever, so I'll either eat that. I recently started back eating salmon. Not that I stopped because I wanted to, but it's just like, you know, salmon is what I was eating. What else, y'all? I stopped drinking sodas too. Like, sodas are not good for you. I started substituting that with sparkling water, which I found sparkling water really, really good. There are some out there that is just so disgusting. But this particular, it's actually at Aldi's. I actually talked about it on my IG. I posted it. It was 55 cents, y'all. And I couldn't believe it tasted so good. Because, you know, you can go to certain places and you can get that sparkling water for cheap. And it tastes so freaking disgusting. But this one actually really wasn't that bad. It was really, really good. So yeah, I started watching How I Eat. So I want to say that also played a part in me slimming down. My weight just goes up and down, up and down. But I recently started back eating stuff that I said I wasn't gonna eat, so I'm sure my weight is gonna go right back up. Like, I was weighing like 164 165, and mind y'all, I'm short. I'm 5'3". I'm 5'4" on a good day though, but I'm 5'3" and I'm down to like 150. Where am I? What was it, 153 or something like that? Maybe 151. And it's so crazy because, like, my goal was to be like 150, like back when I was like 165, 167. Like, I was like, I need to get down to like 150, but I never exactly knew how. And I'm not the type of person that exercise. I don't mind. Like, I tried it, but I'm the type of person where, like, if I can't say, like, I'm going to be in the gym for like an hour, because I would die. Like, hearing that, it's like, I'm going to die. Like, what the hell am I going to do for an hour? And I remember getting on the treadmill, and that thing said 30 minutes. I was like, oh, hell no, I'm getting off. And then something was like, girl, be for real. Be fucking for real. So I got my ass back on that treadmill, and, you know, I just put music on my headphone, and, you know, I walked it out, and I did good. But that was like 2 years ago. No, I'm lying, y'all. I'm lying. It wasn't 2 years ago. This is actually last year, but the last time before then. No, I'm lying, period, because my homegirl actually built a gym inside of her garage, and I was working out with her at one point, and we did all this stuff. Like, we bought all this gym equipment, knowing damn well I wasn't about to do none of that stuff. Like, I even have a mat and everything, talking about trying to do some yoga and stuff, y'all. I need to stop playing. But, yeah. But that's my thoughts on everything, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I try not to have my podcast last for so long, only just because, you know, I try to make time, you know, and I think that's why I kind of got to the point where I stopped doing my podcast, because I really wasn't making time. And like I said, working two jobs is so freaking hard. It's not easy. If anybody tell you that it is easy, they are lying, unless they got like a at-home job and, you know, they really not doing nothing, just on the clock, just, you know, wrapping up money or whatever. But for me, it's hard because I got to wake up at 4 a.m. and I literally don't touch back into my house to actually relax until like close to 10, you know, so it's a lot. I started trying to see if I can record on my way to work, but I be so tired, and then my voice just don't sound like how it do now. Like, it's more raspy, it's more good morning, y'all, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm definitely not putting it on there. Okay, so yeah. I want you guys to feel my energy, because as you can tell, like, when y'all listen to my podcast, I'm just bubbly, right? But if I record in the morning, most times in the morning, it depends, like, how I am in the morning. Because a lot of times I have recorded and posted. But just lately of this year, it's just not been, I don't be feeling it. Sometimes I just want to listen to my music. Sometimes I want to talk to God. Sometimes I want to just be in my thoughts about things and just try to figure things out. So that's just what it is. But I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and we will definitely talk soon.